Texte numéro 1. A break from Facebook? Researchers in Denmark, who split 1,095 daily Facebook users into two groups, half given access to the site as normal and the remainder forced to quit cold turkey, found that after a week, those on a break from the social network felt 55% less stressed. We look at a lot of data on happiness, and one of the things that often comes up is that comparing ourselves to our peers can increase dissatisfaction, said the CEO of the Happiness Research Institute in Copenhagen. Facebook is a constant bombardment of everyone else's great news, but many of us look out of the window and see grey skies and rain. This makes the Facebook world, where everyone's showing their best side, seem even more distortedly bright by contrast. So we wanted to see what happened when users took a break. Participants, aged between 16 and 76, were quizzed before the experiment began on how satisfied they felt, how active their social life was, how much they compared themselves to others, and how easy they found it to concentrate. The group was then split, with half behaving as normal and half agreeing to abstain from Facebook for 7 days. Stein Chen, 26, found it tough at first, saying, "Facebook's been a huge part of life since I was a teenager, and lots of social activities are organised around it. It was also a challenge for Sophie Ann Dornoy, 35. When I woke up, even before getting out of bed, I'd open Facebook on my phone just to check if something exciting or important had happened during the night. I worried I'd end up on Facebook just out of habit." She deleted the smartphone app and blocked the site on her desktop to reduce temptation. "After a few days, I noticed my to-do list was getting done faster than normal as I spent my time more productively," she said. "I also felt a sort of calmness for not being confronted by Facebook all the time." A week later, the group who had abstained reported higher levels of life satisfaction and better concentration, as well as feeling less lonely, less stressed, and more sociable. "My flatmates and I had to chat instead of just checking Facebook," said Chen. Dornoy found she had longer conversations on the phone than normal and reached out more to family and friends. "It felt good to know that the world doesn't end without Facebook and that people are still able to reach you if they want to," she said. The next step for researchers is to assess how long the positive effects of a social media sabbatical last and what happens when volunteers go without Facebook for extended periods, like a year, for instance. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2015.